Organizers of the Cache Clean Air Consortium invited air quality experts, representatives from Utah's and Idaho's Departments of Environmental Quality, Logan City Council members, state and county officials, and the public for their first workshop. Legislative District 4 Representative Ed Redd opened the public session by explaining why he spent the past Utah legislative session working on a bill to help reduce the use of wood-burning stoves along the Wasatch Front.
Most legislators that live in Salt Lake County or Utah County along the Wasatch Front are very aware of the problem. They don't always know quite what to do about it. There's not a simple solution to the problem, so it's not like we can come up with this one thing that's going to fix everything, but I think most of them are aware of it.
Redd says lawmakers, along with Utah Governor Gary Herbert, are working with owners of oil refineries located north of Salt Lake City that produce fuels containing sulfur to find ways to encourage them to create cleaner burning fuels. Reduced sulfur fuels, he says, may cost the consumer more to purchase initially, but that car owners will benefit long term, and that the quality of air for residents living in the seven counties near the refineries will see an obvious improvement in the air they breathe.
Other states get some benefit, but our state really gets the most benefit of any place in the nation as far as effective low sulfur content in gasoline. There's not another single thing we're going to do that's going to make as much difference as that one intervention. If all the refineries shut down, then we'd have to truck fuel in from some other state. Our fuel costs would be higher. We'd have more pollution from trucking the fuel around. So we want them to stay where they are.
Representative Redd will work with other lawmakers during the upcoming legislative session in January. He says he will help find state funding to research air quality issues beyond those impacting Cache County, including in the Uinta Basin. In the meantime, he says groups like the one meeting today can help educate and encourage change through community, and that is needed to help outline action plans that could influence change.
If it's well presented and people can get that kind of information, start thinking about, what they can do or what they might want to do to try and improve the situation for themselves and improve the air quality for everybody,
Organizers of the Cache Clean Air Consortium dedicated the workshop to the memory of Randy Wirth, co-owner of Cafe Ibis in Logan, and recognized him and his wife, Sally Sears, for serving as an example of how local businesses can practice sustainability in a community. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst reporting on the Logan campus at Utah State University.